You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This week, I spoke to co-leader of the Māori Party, John Tamahere, about human issues for our last conversation of this election cycle. Those issues being Oranga Tamariki, the Māori seats in Parliament, and constitutional documents and their obligations to Te Tiriti and what that means in practice. I began by asking John about the calls that the culture embedded in Oranga Tamariki is putting children at risk and causing disproportionate harm to Māori children and their families. I asked what the Māori Party's thoughts were on these calls and what they would like to be done about the agency.
Well, as usual, it's an agency that's failed so many audits and reviews. It would normally have been closed down and you would start afresh. So culturally corrupted it is. Even out here in West Auckland, after we had to save two mothers. You see, even the police give a person being charged a chance to ring a lawyer. This organisation, and we call it Orangatangariki, right? It acts like an ape to our mothers. Orangatangariki, and it shouldn't have a Māori name because it just bastardises the name. But it is so corrupt in management levels across the whole of the country that we want to start our own agency with our per capita resources that are expensed by them. And I can tell you this, if we got those resources, we would drop Māori youth offending by 50 percentage points in 5 years. They don't have any targets. They just manage and continue failing us, and their failure then reflects on our failure, right? So that's just the fact. And so the Māori Party will be announcing in the course of the election its response to Oranga Tamariki, and it's not for me, apart from what I've just said, to outline in detail what that policy will look like. Our wahine leadership, Mana Wahine, will lead that debate, as they have from the get-go, against railing against a so badly managed, so culturally corrupt organisation. And any other organisation that had failed so much and had traumatised so many, the fact that they're Māori babies means nothing to a lot of New Zealanders. That's a fact. Okay. Otherwise, if they were white babies, I can tell you that agency would have been turned on its head and closed.
As John has just said in this piece of the interview, which was, bear in mind, done in level 3, so before campaigning started again, the Māori Party would release a policy on Oranga Tamariki. In early September, the Māori Party announced the Mokopuna Māori policy. The policy aims to take Māori children out of Oranga Tamariki and join a new entity that would be by Māori, for Māori, to Māori. $600 million would be diverted from Oranga Tamariki to establish the new service, which would be responsible for all mokopuna Māori in Aotearoa. A partnership network would also be established with hapu and iwi to ensure children continue to be connected to whānau. I then spoke to John about the Māori seats in Parliament and their Māori electoral role. For the last parliamentary term, the 7 Māori electorates have been held by Labour Party representatives. This election year, the Māori Party has candidates standing in all of the Māori electorates. I asked John about his thoughts on the seats and how they may work if a Māori Party candidate wins one of the seats this election to bring the party back into Parliament. He goes on to speak about issues with the Māori electoral role.
Oh, it's just a matter of time as to when the Māori Party gets back into Parliament. It's not a matter of if, but when. How I know that is, I'll come to that on another day. Let's go to your first point, and that's the Māori seats. The problem we have with the Māori seats is that they are there's a racist piece of legislation in the electoral law, right, which says that a pākehā can change electorates just by changing addresses any time they like it. If you're white, you can change electorates any time you like it, just by changing addresses, right? If you're Māori, you can't change your role for two elections. So if I'm an 18-year-old Māori and I say it, I'm immediately put on a pākehā role. I'm locked and loaded there for two elections. That is a racist piece of legislation that subvertively leads to assimilation. And that's why it was constructed that way. Even the Afro-American in deepest, darkest South USA gets a better shot at voting than those kids. 17,000 Māori lined up to vote on the Māori roll last election were turned away because they weren't on the Māori roll, because they thought they were on the Māori roll, right? Every Māori should be allowed to choose the seats that they go in.
Why is that flexibility to be able to move between the general role and the Māori role so important?
Well, because Pākehās have it. Why can't Māoris have the same flexibility? And this has been the law for the last 50 years. So when MMP came along, we wanted to change it, where if you declare yourself to be a Māori, well, then you go on the Māori roll, and you can opt off. You see, it's harder to get people to opt off. It's a bit like KiwiSaver. If you don't choose your KiwiSaver, you get a default provider, bang. You take that one, right? 95% of people that get a default provider given to them never opt out. It's a bit like electricity providers. There's a lot of kowtowing around retail pricing. Very few people opt out. So have a think about it. This law is set to actually entrap Māori to stay where they are on a general role where they don't vote. And then they start to build up a non-voting preference because there's no one to vote for that they see fit to vote for. Because they've been automatically put on a white role when they declared themselves to be a Māori. And that lasts two elections. That's 6 years. So by the time that 18-year-old person gets to be 24 and is going into their third election, right, to be 27, do you think they want to be part of that sort of democratic joke? That's the problem with, one, our turnout, and two, the fact that we would have 12 to 14 seats if they were all on our roll, and then you would be a constant government. You'd be in constant government regardless of whether it was red-led or blue-led. And that's the reason why we're kept down at the bottom end of town, because of laws like that.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.